Restoring My Soul, Friday the 17th of July. Ministers of the New Covenant. The Apostle Paul described the New Covenant as the ministry of the Spirit and the ministry of righteousness. After Jesus Christ was raised from the dead in his spiritual body, it was possible for men to receive the Holy Spirit into their spirit and to be born again of the incorruptible seed of the divine nature as a son of God. Furthermore, as a son of God is led by the Holy Spirit on the pathway that Christ has pioneered for them, the grace of Christ's resurrection life enables them to fulfill the works of their sonship each day. The righteousness of God is revealed in their life from faith to faith as they progressively do the works that Christ already completed for them on his offering journey from the Garden of Gethsemane to the cross. It is the power of the seven spirits of God which is ministered to us through the Holy Spirit that raises us from the dead with Christ, enabling us to complete the works of our sonship each day. Significantly, it is the same power that enables us to become a minister of the New Covenant. Referring to the power of the seven spirits of God, the Apostle Paul rejoiced and said, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the New Covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." It is the ministry of the seven spirits of God by the Holy Spirit that multiplies the life of God. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 20 verse 22, Romans chapter 8 verse 15, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 3.